Change is a key term for those who work in international cooperation. A specific change is always the intended objective of a cooperation action. Development workers always ask themselves and the project stakeholders the question, how can we produce a change? What kind of change are they looking for? To build a school where earlier there was no school is relatively easy. But how can one bring in dialogue where earlier there was rhetoric and mistrust? How is it possible to create a cooperative climate where earlier there was conflict and competition and exclusion? Is it possible to change human relationships from a zero-sum game to a positive-sum game? How is it possible to change human relationships from a zero-sum game to a positive-sum game? Those who work in development cooperation say that the change they want to induce in the people they assist is not a transformation of their values. It's not a conversion. On the contrary, they want their project beneficiaries to be better able to choose in accordance with their values. For development workers, development assistance is empowerment. Like educators do for individuals, development workers do for communities. Development workers help in leading out human potentialities. And using the famous words of Socrates, they act as midwives in assisting women to deliver. Development actions, therefore, are a concrete form of social meiotics. All cooperation actions run the risk of being implicit or explicit forms of coercive socialization, aimed at making the counterparts abandon their values and adopt the values of their masters. But these cooperation projects also bring along with them new opportunities for education, when they're authentic. That is, a service given to the beneficiaries with the objective of enlarging the horizons of opportunities, possibilities, and choices. Whenever we have a community that is the intended target of a social change, we always run the risk of imposing values that are alien to these communities. And this risk is particularly high when the target community comprises of marginalized and voiceless persons, and the educator is acting on behalf of the more powerful and richer communities, as is usually the case with development assistance projects. Development experts take a number of mitigation measures against potential risks based on dialogue processes that enable people to participate in all steps of planning, implementing, and evaluating development assistance actions. These are risks that educators know that they face in their job of trying to make others adapt to their predetermined plans, rather than as an education, enabling people to lead out their human potential in harmony with their values.